Annie was a good wife and a thrifty lady of the house. Whole herds of hens, ducks, and geese wandered around her yard. The sty was full of pigs, and there were cows and cattle in the barn. Both hardworking and honest, Luke and Annie enjoyed their good fortune. They had three sons and a daughter. Two of their sons went to school, and the daughter soon married. Luke trained their youngest, Sebastian, to replace him when he would retire. One day, Luke sat in the doorway, deep in thought. Suddenly, the skies lit with a strange red glow. Luke went out to the road and immediately understood. The house of the Mietliks, who lived at the end of the village, was on fire. He woke up his son, and they both rushed to the rescue. Sebastian ran into the burning house and began carrying out the Mietlik children. Soon other neighbors came. Sebastian ran into the fire once more for the old, bedridden matron. He scooped her and, stumbling on the stairs, carried outside. Helpful hands caught the elderly lady, but then some burning beams fell on Sebastian. He was still alive when the neighbors pulled him out, but badly burned. He lost consciousness and drew his last breath at the dawn of the next day. Huge crowds came to his funeral, also from other villages, for news of the boy's bravery traveled fast. All cried, praising his courage. A tree was planted on the grave to mark the final resting place of Luke's youngest son. An oak tree still stands in Stari Charnov, right next to the church.